controversy over the results of the 2000 election seemed to cement Florida's status as a swing state in presidential races. Joining me now to explain what matters to voters in the Sunshine State this year is Adam C. Smith, political editor for the St. Petersburg Times. He also contributes to the paper's political blog, The Buzz. I'm pleased to welcome him to the 48th in this our States of the Union series. Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. The latest Rasmussen poll has Barack Obama up by 5 points in Florida. A month ago, it was John McCain who was up by 5 points in that poll. Why do you think Florida's voters are moving to Obama right now? Is it in direct response to the country's economic problems?
Yeah, it's all about the economy, and it all started to shift as soon as the meltdown really hit full steam. That's when the poll started moving toward Obama. Florida is harder hit than almost any other state, so we are feeling it hard here.
And why are you harder hit? Because tourism accounts for such a large part of the state's economy?
And particularly housing and development is such a big part of the economy. And, you know, obviously the housing market is just absolutely dead. You know, on top of that, we have a property insurance crisis here where, because of all the storms from a few years ago, a lot of people are getting priced out of property insurance and in some cases can't find any insurance. So we are, you know, consistently month after month among the top one or two in job losses and in foreclosures. We are really hit hard.
Have the Obama campaign's large ad buys in the state helped his cause as well?
Yes.
Have they been effective?
You know, there, for a long time, he was running lots of ads throughout the summer, unanswered by McCain. And for a long time, the Republicans in the state were sort of crowing that Obama didn't really seem to be picking up much steam, despite the millions of airtime. Now you're finding a lot of Republicans saying, why in the world did McCain wait so long to start running ads? And why isn't he doing more ads than he is now?
He's expected to campaign in Florida on Friday. So I'm assuming that both candidates are now going to give a lot of their focus to the state over the next 3 weeks.
They have been really throughout the summer. I mean, the Obama campaign has put down a massive, the biggest presidential campaign ground operation either party has ever laid down. And they have both been pretty consistent. Rarely a week goes by where you don't have one of the candidates or one of the vice presidential candidates stumping here in Florida.
Why did Florida decide to move its primary up in the calendar this year?
Because Floridians were arrogant and decided that they were so important in 2000, they should be more important in the primary election. So you had a legislature run by Republicans, but the move was supported by a lot of prominent Democrats that said, you know, we're tired of New Hampshire and Iowa getting all the attention. We want a little bit of action. And, you know, they had these party rules that impose penalties for people that buck the official schedule and the Republicans and Democrats said, well, Florida's too important. They really won't stick us like they're threatening. And the Democrats learned the hard way that they were punished.
Well, it is a decisive state. It has proven to be a decisive state in recent elections. I would have thought that would have been enough. John McCain won the Republican primary, beating Mitt Romney by 5 points. But has he lost some of that solid base of support?
I don't think the he's got a reasonably solid base, and particularly Sarah Palin helped him with the base here in Florida, much like the rest of the country. What's a lot more uncertain is the swing voters. Florida's, particularly my neck of the woods, Tampa Bay, you know, over to Orlando, that is really what wins and loses elections. And most polls, most credible polls that break down by region show Obama leading in those areas. That's a problem for McCain, and I think Sarah Palin in some of these real battleground areas has not been much of a help.
Well, Hillary Clinton won the Democratic primary by almost 17 points, so it seems to be even more surprising that Obama has been doing so well recently, because in other places there's been a certain amount of resistance from Hillary's supporters.
Yeah, but you're seeing that not just in Florida but elsewhere dissipate because of the economy and because of the meltdown. You know, I do know in Florida, you know, virtually every Republican leader was terrified about the prospect of Hillary Clinton on the ballot in Florida and were relatively comfortable with Obama as the nominee, and that's no longer the case.
Hasn't there been a big increase in voter registration in Florida?
big increase in voter registration. The Democrats just this year alone have netted about 250,000 more voters than the Republicans. And obviously the big question is, you know, can the Obama campaign live up to the hype about turning out those voters? A lot of these, you know, are infrequent or first-time voters, and we're about to see whether the Obama machine is all it's cracked up to be.
About 18.5% of registered voters don't have a party affiliation. So does the Democratic advantage in registration make independents all the more important to Republicans this year?
Yes, and that's a trouble area for McCain. Most of the polls show Obama with a comfortable lead among those independent voters. So he's got to do something to shift the dynamic. You know, Florida's Republican Party, you know, maybe more so than almost any other state Republican Party, has for years been building a phenomenal get-out-the-vote machine. You know, long before Karl Rove started having his success, Florida Republicans were doing that. So, you know, typically you automatically give a few extra, at least a couple extra points to the Republican Party in Florida, and it's not clear that's going to happen this year.
The hanging chads and the balking voting machines will always be associated with Florida. Has Florida ironed out some of its voting problems ahead of this election?
We're pretty consistently effective at screwing up elections, so I don't think anybody can be sure what to expect on November.
And will that be complicated by the fact that the state is requiring an ID for the first time this year?
Well, there's a lot of anxiety and confusion over how the matches will work. You know, there's a match list, and some people are suggesting it's going to be more onerous than it really is to when you show up, but. A lot of voter rights groups think that's a problem. I'm not sure it is that significant a problem. One thing that helps is more and more voters are voting early, both at early voting sites, which that starts October 20th, and an absentee. So at least that helps alleviate the lines on Election Day.
Well, why is there so much concern that there may be felons on the voting rolls? I know in the Gore Bush election, many people claim that they were denied a vote because they had the same names as people who had criminal records.
Sure. They did it's pretty well documented. They were trying to weed out felon voters, and they had a very liberal match set of criteria. The vendor they hired to do the voting list, you know, did a pretty sloppy job. And there's really never been a good solid number on how many people actually were turned away, but it was potentially quite a large number. You know, one thing that's changed is the Republican governor here has actually changed the policies of past governors and is doing more to help felons get their voting rights restored.
There's another new voting law that allows citizens to challenge the legitimacy of fellow voters. How does that work?
Well, I was just talking about, you know, every day there are conference calls and press releases and press conferences from the Republicans about voter fraud worries, and particularly they're pounding this Acorn group. And I was just talking to somebody. I remember the same thing in 2004. We were hearing a lot about, you know, suspected voter fraud, and the Democrats in Florida had thousands of lawyers geared up to fight challenges, you know, at the polling place, and those challenges never really happened. And so we'll see. There's certainly a lot of concern about that, but we don't know how serious that's going to be.
So is this a partisan issue? Are the Republicans the ones who are really concerned about voter fraud, not the Democrats?
Yeah, you know, generally speaking, the Democrats say let's get as many voters as possible and make it easy for them to vote, and the Republicans tend to say let's make sure only eligible voters are able to vote, and let's not make it easy for people who aren't eligible to vote. What's interesting is, you know, you've got the Republican National Committee just today, you know, raising the specter of all these fraudulent voters in Florida, and yet you've got the Republican Supervisor of Elections, who's not exactly a Catherine Harris type. He's a professional elections supervisor in his background. You know, he's suggesting, you know, there are only a scattered problems from this group Acorn. He doesn't see it as a big problem. Our governor, Charlie Crist, Republican, is saying the same thing.
I'm talking with Adam C. Smith on today's State of the Union Look at Florida. He's political editor at the St. Petersburg Times. We think of Florida as being a major destination for retirees, but hasn't the state's demographic gotten a little bit younger in recent years?
It has gotten a little bit younger, and in some ways that gets a little bit inflated. I mean, certainly the seniors vote in greater numbers than other groups, but if you look at the exit polls, we are the proportion of people 65 and older is not that much higher than other states. But clearly that's a key group. You know, one of the questions is how well is Obama going to be able to mobilize, you know, the younger voters, which they're saying they're clearly targeting. Those voters don't tend to turn out as frequently, but there are huge numbers of them in Florida, you know, just lots of huge universities where Obama's working hard. So that could temper sort of the influence of the seniors in a way.
Well, the state has a large Hispanic and particularly Cuban population as well. Haven't they tended to vote for Republicans in the past?
They have. That's been a fairly monolithic Republican bloc, but that is another thing that's changing to the to the benefit potentially of the Democrats, where the younger population of Cubans is no longer quite so diehard Republican. And less sort of concerned about everything Castro in Cuba and more about domestic issues and that sort of thing. And B, and maybe more significantly, is the number of non-Cuban Hispanics in Florida, particularly Puerto Ricans, who tend to are swing voters but tend to lean Democrats. This year, for the first time, the overall Hispanic population is more Democrat than Republican.
How did the state's congressional delegation vote on the economic rescue package? Was the vote largely along party lines, with Republicans voting no and Democrats supporting the bill?
Largely along party lines, but not entirely along party lines. There were some, you know, for instance, in South Florida, some of the Cuban representatives are not always strictly party line. They tend to be a little more liberal than some of the other Republicans, but there were a couple Republicans that did vote for it. It was generally along party lines, but not entirely.
Has it become a campaign issue in the House races?
Not really. I have not seen that so much yet. I think it's the campaign issue is who's going to be, you know, able to change things and who's not. But I haven't seen that as a big issue surface at this point.
You mentioned South Florida. Florida is one of those odd states where the southern part votes like the north and the northern part votes like the south.
And the central part votes like the middle, and that's the battleground. That's exactly right.
That it's like the Midwest?
To a large extent, Midwest, and there are a lot of northeastern transplants as well that's helping make some areas. You know, you look at Sarasota County, for instance, used to be a very big-time Republican stronghold. It's no longer that way at all. But, yeah, a lot of moderate Republican Midwesterners, certainly in my neck of the woods.
In a recent Politico story, Hillsborough County, which is near Tampa, was named as one of the key swing counties which President Bush carried and where Obama is now leading in the polls. What are the issues there that are most important to voters?
It's the same. And if that poll is accurate, John McCain is in real trouble because Hillsborough County, Tampa Bay is the battleground in Florida. But Hillsborough is a pretty strongly Republican county that Democrats almost never win. I don't think since Clinton won it in 96 thanks to Ross Perot, but not since Jimmy Carter has a Democrat won that county. So that could be real trouble. The issues are the same. It's the economy. Followed distantly by Iraq and health care.
Has the tightening of the presidential race affected the down-ticket races in Florida?
Yes. I think there's a lot of we have at least three or possibly four competitive, vulnerable incumbents in Florida. And I know on the Republican side, there are a lot of people very nervous about, A, the Democratic turnout, and B, the overall climate.
Although in the 16th congressional district, it looks like the Republican now has a better chance. That's a district that seems to have a tradition of sex scandals.
Yeah, there's something in the water there, apparently, and that's one of the few bright spots, pieces of good news the Republicans in Florida have had in the last couple of weeks, is that the Democratic incumbent who sort of was fortunate enough to walk into that seat thanks to Mark Foley's scandal is now in a scandal of his own, having paid off his mistress.
And maybe a second one, it seems. That's what I just heard, that there may be a second woman who is involved. That really could hurt. You mentioned Iraq. Iraq is one of the issues of this campaign?
Not nearly to the extent it was earlier. I mean, if you look at the polling, it's a significant issue only among really hardcore partisans, either on the Republican side or the Democratic side, either, you know, very pro, let's stay the course, or pro, let's get out right away. That has just absolutely diminished. The economy is front and center.
Charlie Crist was thought to be on McCain's shortlist for vice president. Has he been involved much in the campaign since Sarah Palin was chosen?
Yeah, a lot of speculation about that. Not so much. He used to be all over TV, you know, talking up McCain. He was traveling all over the country with him. These days, not so much. He is suggesting his top priority is Florida, or didn't, you know, for a while there it seemed like certainly the campaign was a very top priority. You know, he will be with McCain in Miami and Melbourne this week, but a lot of people are starting to speculate about Charlie Crist distancing himself from McCain.
Hasn't Jeb Bush been credited with helping make the state more Republican? By the way, where is Jeb Bush these days?
He is keeping a fairly low profile back in Miami, sitting on a bunch of boards, making a lot of money giving speeches, but not sticking his head up politically all that much. And yes, I think, you know, he was sort of a controversial figure, but he clearly was a strong governor, whether people liked him or didn't like him, and really helped keep the state Republican. He also, more so than Crist, really nurtured a Republican machine in terms of getting out the vote, and there are a lot of Republicans wondering if that machine will be as strong under Charlie Crist.
Are you willing to make any predictions? Is the state still too close to call?
Yeah, and Florida is such a crazy state. I think it would be nuts to make any predictions. But it looks like it's an average of 5 points, and it's probably going to tighten. And I think anything can happen.
Well, there's a debate tonight, although the debates don't seem to have had much of an impact on this election. Perhaps they'll talk a bit about Florida, and it'll have an impact at least in your state.
We'll see.
Adam C. Smith is political editor at the St. Petersburg Times. He also is a contributor to the paper's political blog called The Buzz. Thank you so much for participating in our States of the Union series.
Sure thing. Thank you.